Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Yes, it's Ask the GP, where we get free medical advice, all of your questions, queries answered, whatever your questions today. Send them into us on WhatsApp. It's 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number, because Dr. John Flanagan, who's a GP with the Suffolk Street Surgery, is with me in studio to answer them for you. John, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Thank you very much for having me.
Just to say, first of all, John, you also, aside from being a GP, but you kind of have a specialist interest in dermatology as well, is that right?
Yeah, mostly working with acne and skin cancer screening.
Yeah, so yeah. If people have particular questions around that...
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. But any general GP questions, I'm happy to give an opinion on.
Super. First question today, John. Should every woman in their late 50s take calcium tablets or not?
That's a good question. There's definitely a lot of emphasis on bone health as the years go by. I'd say probably not a general recommendation for calcium tablets. There is some room for harm with it, so I probably wouldn't recommend it for everyone. Vitamin D... it's probably safer as a general recommendation. You know, 800 units of vitamin D could be taken by pretty much anyone, especially if you're following your SunSafe advice. But calcium, probably not. I'd probably talk to either your pharmacist or your GP about taking calcium.
Okay. 087 1400 106 if you have a question for Dr. John Flanagan. This texter says, my foot overheats at night. I'm wondering, is it a sign of anything? It's only one foot though.
That's one of your quick questions that you'd probably say as a GP, I really have no idea, unfortunately. Yeah. I don't think there's no medical condition I can think of that makes one foot overheat. Maybe that foot needs to come out of the blanket and maybe put a fan on it or something.
So should they go, like, do they even need to go to a GP?
Probably wouldn't think so, no. Yeah, keep an eye on it and I'd say see how you go.
Okay. My 8-year-old has reoccurring nosebleeds. She could have about 20 or more a year, says this texter. It often happens when she's quite sick, even very upset. Also has terrible morning breath in bouts every couple of weeks as well. Her teeth hygiene is quite good. She's no cavities or other issues. I'm wondering, do I need to bring her to the doctor?
That's a great question. Really common. We see that all the time. And there's one kind of feature of nosebleeds that's in every consultation, and it seems that nobody follows the general first aid advice correctly. So I'd say if you look online for kind of nosebleeds patient information leaflets, there's really good information on what to do if you get a nosebleed. But generally speaking, I'd say you want to tilt the head forward and pinch the soft part of the nose, not the hard part that's kind of up on the face, because that won't do anything for the nosebleed. So it's lean forward, pinch the soft part of the nose, and put a timer on your watch for about 10 minutes at least. And don't kind of check it in between. Don't put any tissues up. You want to just lean forward, pinch and hold for literally 10 minutes.
Is it the very end of your nose or the top?
Yeah, the very end of your nose, the soft part at the end of the nose. 10 minutes pinched forward, and almost all nosebleeds will stop by then. If there's any blood coming out, you can spit it out. And if there's still a bit of bleeding after the 10 minutes, you go again with another 10 minutes. And only after that, I'd say, check into the local emergency department. But it'll almost never still be there after you do the full 10 or even 20 minutes. Most people, it's constant checking, nosebleeds, tissues, picking. That kind of keeps it coming.
And in relation to the follow-up part of her question, John, about the bad bouts of morning breath from time to time, is that a dentist or would the doctor look at that?
Either dentist or doctor. I wouldn't say it's related. It's probably not related to the two. The other thing with the nosebleeds, there are people who do need, you know, there are ENT procedures where they sort of cauterize the vessels.
The wee burn thing.
The little burn thing, yeah. But there's a lot of people that can get away without it, with just some Vaseline on the inside of the nose to prevent it and good first aid of nosebleeds, yeah.
Okay. This listener says, I'm female, 55, and I have to stand all day at work. My legs are beginning to hurt in the vein area. I'm wondering, is it possibly the start of varicose vein problems? Any hints on how I might be able to ease that pain? I'm not allowed to sit at work.
That's a tricky one. I mean, standing for long periods can cause all kinds of problems, but sitting for long periods can cause problems as well. I'd say try and keep moving. Every time you sort of activate the muscles when you stand on your toes, those kind of muscles at the calves, that'll sort of, you know, pump the fluid back up again. You can use the kind of flight stockings. There are compression stockings in the pharmacy, but they can be a bit uncomfortable. But the flight stockings are a little bit more comfortable. They could help a little bit. A good soft insole. Maybe ask if she can wear runners. They could be a bit more comfortable. And just try and keep moving those muscles at the lower part of the limbs.
Yeah. Is physio of any help there?
I'm not sure. Physios are fantastic, but I'm not sure if it's an occupational situation where she's not able to sit down. There's maybe limited benefit for physio, I think.
This listener is female in her 40s, gets pins and needles in her arms if she lies down. It wakes me multiple times at night to the extent that now I have to sleep sitting up. I have two kids. I think the issue started as they would only sleep at night if their head was on my shoulder. The issue comes and goes. I'm often fine for ages and then it can flare up again. Is there anything you think might help this?
We sometimes get worried when people say that they have pain at night. If there's pain that's either waking you from sleep or that happens when you're lying flat or at nighttime, that can be a bit of a worrisome sign of some other conditions like disc problems in the spine or other things. So I think for that one, it's probably worth checking in with a professional, you know, going to see the doctor or that.
You need an appointment for that,
I think so. Yeah. I don't think I can give some general advice that'll help her.
Okay.
Yeah.
This texter, just when you talk about specialist interest in skin and dermatology, this listener says that they're on a waiting list to see a dermatologist since January of last year, 2024. Wow. They've a raised itchy spot under their eye and on my cheek. Any advice?
Does it say what age the person is?
No.
I would say for lesions or things that are on the face or the skin, if there's any worry about skin cancer, you shouldn't be waiting over a year. You know, even in the public system, the waiting lists wouldn't be that long. So I'd say maybe check back in and try and get the referral going a bit faster. In general, if there's two marks that look the same, it's a little bit more reassuring. You know, if there's one standout area on the face or that you're getting a referral and you're worried about, that's a bit more worrying than if one has sort of a sister somewhere else on the body, you know. But it's hard to say without seeing it, you know.
You need to see it. So it's back to the GP, is it, to try and push that?
Yeah, going to referral. See a GP. There's a lot of GPs that do have an interest in dermatology. Ideally one with a dermatoscope that is happy to have a good look at it and either reassure or refer onwards for surgery or other treatments, yeah.
And would mole mapping, some places now kind of clinics that specialise in the mole mapping, would that be worth trying there?
Yeah, mole mapping is great, especially for some high risk individuals. If there's a lot of melanomas in the family or, you know, people that look like a leopard and some ways that there's hundreds of marks on the body that you might not necessarily pick up if there was a change. But really what you need is to see a doctor that's kind of trained in looking for the worrisome lesions. So mole mapping has its place, but the most important thing I'd say is a skin exam from a trained professional.
Okay. Listener says, I have a very bad rash in my groin area, hard to walk some days, been to the GP twice. She says it's fungus and stress related. I'm on, is it Dacacore cream?
Yeah.
But the skin in the groin area is raw and moist, so I'm using Dactarin powder. The rash under my arms is gone with the Dactacor treatment. Both dermatologists in the Bonds and Tralee and CUH lists are closed and I need help.
Rashes in the groin are very common. It's an area that gets a lot of moisture, it's a lot of heat and it has oxygen there. So that's kind of a perfect recipe for fungal infections. Dactarin is great, but by the sounds of it, with being a bit raw, you know, she might need a bit of anti-inflammatory as well. There are a little bit of a steroid mixed in with the antifungal. There's antifungal shampoos that are available though over the counter. They can be very good. I won't name any brands, but you can talk to your pharmacist about different ones. Kind of antifungal shampoo. And the real key with that is to make a lather and actually leave it on the skin. Even once or twice a week can often keep a lot of it at bay. But you make a lather and then I say to my patients, stick on a podcast and leave it there for 4 or 5 minutes even, and then wash it off.
Yeah.
And then when you're out of the shower, you want to pat dry the area and then put on a bit of moisturizer. And the key with the moisturizer, even if it feels like it's a very moist area, some of the kind of really greasy type of moisturizers, they're oil based and they can remove kind of water and oxygen from the surface of the skin and kind of start to repair that skin barrier. And that can prevent kind of infections or fungus or other things getting back in again, you know.
So it's the pharmacist would probably recommend the brands there.
Yeah,
would they best advise
yeah,
that. Okay.
Yeah.
This listener, John, says she has a pain underneath her nipple and to the left of her breast only in the last couple of weeks. Not pregnant. Any advice?
When she says not pregnant, I presume she's kind of under the age of 50 then. But in terms of pain in the breast without a lump, most of these kind of breast services that we'd refer to kind of would say wait one cycle, one kind of menstrual cycle to see if the pain goes away. Did she say how long it was there for?
No, over the last few weeks.
If there's pain that's going on into a second cycle in an area, I'd definitely get a sort of a check, you know, with the GP, getting a breast examination or examining yourself, you know, trying to find any lumps or bumps, because that's one that you don't want to kind of wait around on at all. If there's any concerning area, even if it's just pain without a lump, if it's persisting onwards, it's probably worth getting checked and then maybe getting even referred on to breast check, you know.
Okay, this texter says, I have very bad spider veins. I went to a vascular surgeon who said there's no point in injecting them as they'll only come back. I'm wondering, would your dermatologist agree?
So first thing I'll say is I'm not a dermatologist. No. I'm a GP with an interest in dermatology. And for spider veins, there are treatments that are available.
Sorry, what are spider veins, first of all?
So it's basically like a little vein that has a center point on it, and then little vessels coming out of it in branches, like a daddy long legs on the skin, but red. And the key is, if you press the center of it, it'll blanch or it'll go away, and you lift your finger and it'll sort of fill from the center like a clock with eight arms on it. So in terms of treatments for it, probably something like IPL, intense pulse laser. There's a lot of clinics that would do that, and I'd say go to someone good, you know, and they sort of zap them, and they, you know, a lot of these vascular marks on the body, they're related to estrogen, and over the years you get more of them, and they never turn it into anything nasty, but they can be quite bothersome in terms of the appearance of them. If there are loads of them, again, it might be worth getting your bloods done at some stage and chatting to your GP, because they can be related to kind of liver damage or issues there, but most of the time it's just kind of a cosmetic.
So a sort of an aesthetic clinic would be the place to go with it for IPL or something?
Perhaps. I mean, ideally, if you could afford it, go to see, you know, a cosmetic dermatologist would be ideal, and they'll kind of do a full skin exam and then give you the right treatment. But there are many places that'll do it. Yeah.
Okay. Listener 68, male, has a pain in his right shoulder upper arm area. It hurts when I stretch out my arm and when I bend my arm backwards. I don't remember hurting it. I'm wondering, could it be arthritis? Because I do have that pain in other parts of my body.
So did he say how long it was there?
Oh, no.
No.
Hasn't said.
Yeah, that's a great chance to go to the physio there to get an assessment on it, or your GP. But it's hard to say specifically based on that one if it is just arthritis, but that is the most likely kind of wear and tear in the shoulder. Sometimes a bit of an injection from a specialist can give you months or even years of relief.
Yeah.
But physios are great for shoulders.
As somebody who goes to one quite regularly, I actually get amazing relief from the physio.
Exactly.
for shoulder issues. This texter, John, has a pain in their thumb, injured it 4 weeks ago. It's still sore. If it's broken and I'm doing damage in the long term, it's still sore. If it's broken, am I doing damage in the long term, or could ligaments be sore for 4 weeks also?
So that's a great question, and it can be a bit of a scary question to get that in the GP, because with the thumb, there is a special bone at the very bottom of the thumb called the scaphoid. So if it's one that, if you were to do a thumbs up position, you'll see on your hand there's kind of two little tendons, and we call that the anatomical snuff box. And if you press down with your finger, if you get the pain in that little box there, straight in to get an X-ray. Or the other sign of it is if you put the thumbs up and you press down on it, if that causes the pain, that's another sign that there might be a little break there.
Right.
And unfortunately, that can be one that really does need an early intervention and getting an X-ray. And even if the X-ray is normal, if those pain marks on examination, if they're there, you'd often be put in a splint or a cast, because that's an important bone that you don't want to have broken and not know about.
Finally, John, this texter has a small skin tag on their eyelid. Can I chance cutting it off myself, or will it grow back? Please don't.
Yeah, it's a tricky one. I mean, skin tags are fairly obvious and fairly tame. On the eyelid is a tricky spot.
You shouldn't cut it off yourself, though.
I was actually just at a dermatology conference there last week, and people do all kinds of things to skin tags.
Jeez.
Yeah, yeah. The eyelids is another area you can do cryotherapy on with a sort of a special tweezers that's dipped in.
Ooh.
and there's many different treatments for them. Thankfully, they don't turn into nasty things. So she has a bit of time to maybe see some different people. I'm not going to recommend her to do surgery on her eyelid over the radio.
No.
Yeah.
But should you go to the GP and see what they say?
Yeah, probably over to the GP and get an opinion, yeah.
Okay. John, listen, thanks a million
no
for coming
bother,
in
pleasure.
To answer listener questions. Dr. John Flanagan there from the Suffolk Street Surgery. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.